You're listening to the NI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Clodagh's here with the first look at the day's business. House prices, Clodagh. Good morning. How are they looking, up or down?
Well, actually, no. House price growth in Northern Ireland slowed down rather unexpectedly last month. That's according to the latest survey from the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors and Ulster Bank. They say that there's been a downward shift in sentiment in the Northern Ireland housing market because of uncertainty fuelled by the EU referendum vote, as well as higher stamp duty on investment properties. Their expectations for prices over the next 3 months also fell. In terms of how many houses were being sold, surveyors reported a rise during June off the back of a sharp slowdown in May, but their expectations for sales over the next 3 months are at their lowest levels since October 2012. On the demand side of things, the number of people looking to buy a house fell for the third month in a row. The RICS said that it's not surprising that the uncertainty in the wider economy is having an impact on the housing market here, but that really it will only be after the initial shock of the past couple of weeks has passed that we will get a clearer picture of how the market is faring. In other news, the British Chamber of Commerce has announced its new president, and for the first time ever, it's someone from Northern Ireland. Francis Martin has taken over. He's a partner at BDO and former president of Northern Ireland Chamber of Commerce. It's the first time in the organisation's history of more than 150 years that the role has been taken up by someone from Northern Ireland. The British Chamber of Commerce represents about 75,000 businesses across the UK and supports more than 5 million workers. It's an interesting time to be taking up the post, as obviously the Brexit will be high up on his agenda. Mr. Martin told me his messages for government and says that Northern Ireland needs to focus on continuing to attract foreign direct investment.
We need stability. There's an urgent need from government for swift, decisive and coordinated action to stabilise markets and trading conditions. Secondly, we need clarity. Clarity on time frame for key decisions. And thirdly, we need action, positive action, to proactively support the economy at a sensitive stage. It's more important than ever that Northern Ireland continues to sell itself as an attractive inward investment location based on the combination of low tax, talent and, importantly, free movement of labour. In Northern Ireland, for example, we still need to implement the important projects, for example, the York Street interchange in Belfast and the F5 and the S6.
And now, as we've been hearing already this morning, the Bank of England could make the first cut to UK interest rates in more than 7 years later on today. The bank's governor, Mark Carney, has indicated that the Monetary Policy Committee, who set the rate, would vote to cut rates in either July or August. Interest rates have been unchanged since they were cut to a record low of 0.5% back in March 2009 at the height of the financial crisis. The likely reduction will be from 0.5% to 0.25%, and it's thought that it's intended to try and boost the UK economy in the wake of the Brexit vote. A cut would be good news for borrowers as it will reduce the cost of their mortgage, but it's bad news for savers as it will mean even lower returns, and we'll be talking more about this later on in the programme. And then finally, if we take a first look at the markets, the FTSE closed down 10 points yesterday, so it will open this morning at 66.70. A pound is worth $1.32 and €1.19, and that makes a euro worth 84 pence.
Now, Clodagh Rice is here with business, and we have a new British Chamber of Commerce, and he's from here.
Yes, he is, Karen, and for the first time ever, really, the President of the Chamber of Commerce is someone from Northern Ireland. It's Francis Martin from BDO has taken over, and it's the first time in the organisation's history of more than 150 years that the role has gone to someone from Northern Ireland. It's an interesting time to be taking up the post, because Brexit will obviously be high up on his agenda. I've been speaking to Mr. Martin, and he told me his messages for government.
We need stability. There's an urgent need from government for swift, decisive and coordinated action to stabilise markets and trading conditions. Secondly, we need clarity. Clarity on time frame for key decisions. And thirdly, we need action, positive action, to proactively support the economy at a sensitive stage in as we transition from EU to Brexit. I will be canvassing, quite frankly, in the months going forward to get the best deal for Northern Ireland business and more widely for UK business as a whole.
So this role will be to represent all of the different regions, and Mr. Martin told me that that might be a challenge in itself.
There are different views right across the regions as to why and how we should negotiate an exit. But to put it into context of Northern Ireland, there are a number of impacts that we've got to consider and take on board. Firstly, trade and access to markets. We need to ensure that potential exporters have access to timely support and that we maintain existing market access. It's important also that we will develop new trading agreements and minimise the risk of a physical border between Northern Ireland and the Republic.
Mr. Martin told me that locally the focus here needs to be on attracting foreign direct investment to Northern Ireland.
It's more important than ever that Northern Ireland continues to sell itself as an attractive inward investment location based on the combination of low tax, talent and, importantly, free movement of labour. There is an opportunity, I think, for government in Britain more widely and here in Northern Ireland to undertake those projects which are in their gift to do. In Northern Ireland, for example, we still need to implement the important projects, for example, the York Street interchange in Belfast and the F5 and the S6.
One of our key economic policies is corporation tax, which is due to be devolved to Northern Ireland by 2018. But the Chancellor, George Osborne, says that the rate is going to be slashed right across the UK. I asked Mr. Martin what that means for Northern Ireland.
Clearly, it just presents a further challenge, reducing potentially tax, as the Chancellor has indicated, to 15% or low, narrows the particular tax advantage that we will have within Northern Ireland. However, that's not to say that we shouldn't continue on the path that we are on currently. It's important that we do. However, in selling Northern Ireland, we've always recognised that low corporation tax is not in itself the silver bullet.
That was Francis Martin there, the new president of the British Chamber of Commerce. And now if we just look to the markets then, the FTSE will open shortly at 66.70. A pound is worth $1.32 and €1.19, and that makes a euro worth 84 pence.
Now, Claude is back with the latest business, and it's all about the Chancellors and change at the top.
Yes, Karen, because the new Chancellor, Philip Hammond, has already been speaking this morning, and he said that the decision to leave the EU rattled confidence in the market. He's due to meet the Governor of the Bank of England in the next hour or so, and he says he's looking forward to getting down to work.
It's a job that I've always been very interested in. I worked with George Osborne when we were in opposition as his Shadow Chief Secretary to the Treasury, so it's an area that has always been of great interest to me and I believe is now going to be incredibly important as we move forward from the historic decision that we've made to leave the European Union.
Well, one market that already seems to have been a bit rattled is the housing market, particularly in Northern Ireland. House price growth slowed rather unexpectedly last month. That's according to the latest survey from the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors and Ulster Bank. They say that there's been a downward shift in sentiment in the Northern Ireland housing market caused by uncertainty around the EU referendum vote and higher stamp duty. Their expectations for the number of houses that will be sold over the next 3 months are at their lowest level since October 2012. And the number of people looking to buy a home fell for the third month in a row. The RICS said it's not surprising, really, that the uncertainty in the wider economy is having an impact on the housing market, but that will only be after the initial shock of the past couple of weeks has passed that we'll get a clearer picture of how the market is faring. And speaking of markets then, a short time ago the FTSE was up 45 points at 67.15. A pound is worth $1.32 and €1.19, and that makes a euro worth 84 pence.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.